Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早。
Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for just this wonderful privilege and opportunity that we can come here this morning into your house to worship you.
亲爱的天父，实在是感谢赞美你。今天早上我们能够有这样的机会来到你的家中一同敬拜你。
We thank you, Lord, that through your Blessed Son, Jesus Christ, we can have access now to come before the throne of grace and worship this holy God.
我们也感谢主，主耶稣，靠着主耶稣的宝血，我们今天能够来到至圣的父的面前来敬拜这位圣洁的神。
Lord, you alone are the true God and are worthy of our worship.
主啊，唯有你是真实的神，值得我们的敬拜。
Lord, as I share my testimony this morning, Lord, I just pray that you will help me to be able to speak clearly.
主啊，今天早上我要来分享自己的见证，求主你帮助我能够很清楚地说出来。
That Lord, in all things you might be exalted.
真是所说的一切事，愿主你自己的名被高举。
In Jesus' precious name I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. I guess now all of you know that I'm going to be going into full-time ministry.
我想你们多半都知道我要出来全世界的服侍神。
This was not a decision made impulsively, but it was a decision that was considered over a period of about 10 years.
这个决定并不是在冲动的当中决定的，几乎经过了十年的时间来思想。
Next Friday will be the last day on my job, and I will be starting seminary the following Tuesday at Westminster.
下个礼拜五是我工作的最后一天，然后在下个礼拜二我就开始在 Westminster 神学院开始读书了。
And this morning I would like to share with you on how I decided to go into full-time ministry.
今天早上我要跟大家分享的就为什么我决定要全时间的来服侍神。
Now, like I said, this was a process that occurred over 10, a decision process that occurred over 10 years, so there's no way I can give you all the details.
我刚刚讲的经过了十年的过程我才做这样的决定，所以我今天早上也不可能把太详细的事情跟你们分享。
But hopefully I can give you just enough that you will be able to see how I came about to make this decision.
希望我能够把一些事情告诉你们，让你们能够明白为什么我会做这样的决定。
I had walked the aisle when I was 7 years old and prayed a prayer to receive Christ into my life.
我在七岁的时候在教会里面我就走到前面去接受耶稣，也祷告了一个接受耶稣的一个祷告。
But at that time I did that just to please my parents.
但是那一次我这样做只是让我父母高兴。
Yeah. And when I was 11 I realized that what I had done was wrong and I truly received Christ into my life at that time.
到了十三岁
十一
岁的时候我才明白我那样的做是不对的，所以我才真正的接受了主耶稣到我心里面做我个人的救主。
I admitted to God that I was a sinner.
我在神的面前真正的承认我是一个罪人。
Confess my sins before the Lord.
我在神的面前就认了我所有的罪。
And I received him into my life.
我就接受他到我生命里面来。
However, it was not until college that I feel that I truly recognized him as the master of my life.
但是一直到大学的时候我才明白原来神是我生命的主。
And it was also during my college years that I began actively serving in the church as a youth leader.
那一直到大学的时候我才开始在教会里面就服侍神，是成为青年人的带领的。
And since that time I have been constantly working with youth, mostly high school age and college age.
自从那个时候开始我就跟青年人在青年人当中服侍，多半他们是中学生和大学生。
And serving in various other capacities in the churches that I have attended over the years.
在我过去的这些年日，我就在教会的各方面，在青年人当中服侍。
As I have matured as a Christian, I have developed a deeper love and commitment for my Lord and a greater desire to serve Him.
当我的灵命慢慢的成长的时候，我就对服侍神的这件事就越来越觉得喜欢，而且更愿意服侍神。
About 10 years ago, while I was in graduate school going for my PhD in immunology,
在十年前的时候，我在研究院在读免疫学这一门功课。
I began to sense a calling from the Lord to go into full-time ministry.
我就感受到神呼召我要全时间的来服侍神。
However, at that time, the call was not clear, And I felt that I needed to determine whether or not the Lord wanted to perhaps use me in a secular job.
但是那个时候的呼召好像并不是那样的明显，我就想可不可能神要在我有世界的工作的里面来使用我。
So I continued to follow the natural course of things and to continue to pursue my graduate degree.
所以我就很自然的就继续的升学，就来得到我的学位。
And as time progressed, I realized that.I did not find that what I was doing in science to be very meaningful.
那当我在一直研究的时候，慢慢的我就发现，在研究科学的这件事上，我也觉得不是那么的有意义。
But I thought that maybe it was because I did not have a good doctoral project.
那时候我就想，可能我在做博士论文的这个题目上面不是一个很有趣的题目。
So after I obtained my degree, I still was not sure about God's calling, so I went to the next logical step.
到了我拿了博士以后，我就还是不是很清楚知道神是不是呼召我，所以我又很自然的再继续的来升学。
For a biology major, the next logical step is to go on to postdoctoral training.
对于学生物的人，假如很合情理的一个道路，就是你再拿一个超博士。
And this time, things went very well.
这个时候我在研究超博士的时候，那个研究就非常的顺利。
And I was very successful in all of my research projects.
我在所有的研究的这些里面都是非常的成功。
But I still did not find what I was doing to be very meaningful.
但是我就发现，虽然成功，我还是觉得所做的一些事情没有太多的意义。
And all this time while I was pursuing my career as a scientist, I was very active in the church working with the youth.
就在我在拿我学位的时候，要做一个那个科学家的时候，我就在教会里面的服事也是非常的活跃。
I felt that it was so meaningful to serve the Lord and to invest my life in the lives of people.
我就发现服事神是那样的有意义，同时把我的生命投在服事神的事上是那样的美好。
I finished my postdoc, and by that time, I knew that academic research was not the Lord's will for my life.
我拿了超博士以后，我就觉得再继续在学术上去追求，不是神的旨意。
So I took the next logical step and applied to industry.
所以我就又来走另外一个觉得很合理的道路，就是我在工业方面来研究。
And for the last 2 years, I've been working as a research scientist at a biotech company called Pharmagen down in San Diego.
在过去的两年，我在一个生物的的工厂里面，Pharmagen 来在那里做他们的科学家，做研究的工作。
However, there was still the sense of this meaninglessness with my job and the increasing desire and meaningfulness to serve the Lord.
就在这两年的当中，我在我的工作上面还是觉得没有什么意义。那在同时呢，我在教会里面的服事，我就觉得这的确是最有意义的工作。
I am not boasting here, but I do want to mention that although I did not find the job to be meaningful, I still worked very hard to make sure I maintained my testimony before my coworkers.
我这样讲并不是像你们好像夸口一样。虽然我发现。就是做科学方面的事对我来说没有什么意义，但是我在我的工作上我还是很尽力的做，而且做得很好。
And I did very well in the company.
我在这公司里面工作做得很成功。
As a matter of fact, just before I quit my job, I got back my annual review from my boss, and it was excellent.
就在我辞职之前，我的上司跟我好像做一年的工作的审核，结果他给我的那个核定是说我的工作是。完全的非常好。
So that makes me feel good that I'm leaving the company in good standing.
所以我有这样好的成绩离开这个公司，我觉得让我很快乐。
And that was extremely important for me to do that.
对我来说，我觉得做基督徒这样做是非常重要的。
For a long time now, I've been living two lives.
为有一很长的一段时间，我似乎是过着两种生活。
My life at work.
是我在工作上面的生活。
And my life away from work, which was spent serving in churches.
另外一个生活就是在工作以外，就完全在教会里面服事。
I've been so active in the church that a number of college students have commented to me that I was working two jobs.
我在教会里面是忙得到一个地步，有几个大学生来跟我讲，你简直是做两份工作嘛。
Right now, I'm serving as the advisor to the college group at the church I attend in San Diego.
现在我在 San Diego 的一个中国的教会做他们大学的辅导。
I've taught Sunday school, led Bible studies, and I'm preaching once a month here.
我在那里教他们的主日学，也教他们的团契，同时也在这里每个月讲道一次。
And I've also had the privilege of speaking at various retreats.
我也有机会在不同的退休会里面做讲员。
And all these opportunities to serve my Lord have been a true source of joy and satisfaction in my life.
就是这么多的服侍神的机会，在我的心里面就成为一种非常的喜乐和满足。
And it's gotten to a point now where I feel that my work and my ministry are beginning to conflict with each other.
后来到了一个程度，我就觉得我在公司里面的工作跟我教会里面的服事就彼此有一些冲突。
I cannot cut back on my work because that is my responsibility, and I have to maintain my testimony with my colleagues.
我在我公司里面，我跟在同事的当中，我不能够好像做事不认真，因为我要保持一个基督徒的见证。
But on the other hand, I don't want to cut back on serving the Lord, which has been increasing with time.
但是在另外一方面，在服侍神的事上呢，我也不愿意把它减少，因为时间越来让我越觉得这是有意义的工作。
Because that is what I have found to be the most meaningful in life.
因为在服侍神是我生命里面觉得最有意义的事。
So it's gotten to the point where I had to make a choice.
所以我到了一个程度，我必须要做一个选择。
I could not go on for the rest of my life living two lives.
我没有办法继续的下去，好像过两种生活。
And now I feel that going into full-time ministry is the choice that I have to make for my life.
所以我现在觉得我要选择全时间的服侍神是我应该做的角色。
I feel that I am compelled to do this.
我真是觉得好像里面有种力量来催逼我要这样做。
I feel that I must do this.
我也觉得我必须这样的做。
I feel that there is nothing else that I can do in this life but this.
我也觉得在这个世界上除了这件事以外没有其他的事我要做。
Over the years, I have come to realize that serving my Lord has always been the real passion in my life.
在过去的年日，我觉得服侍神的确是在我生命里面我最喜欢的事。
And this passion has been recognized not only by other Christians in the churches, but by non-Christians as well.
这样对神的一种热忱，不仅是被其他的基督徒都看见，而且对非基督徒他们也看见了。
When I told my former graduate school advisor that I was changing my career and going into full-time ministry,
当我告诉我过去的在研究院的教授的时候，我告诉他我要改变我的职业，我要到全世界服侍神，到神学院去。
I expected him to be surprised.
我以为他会很惊讶。
However, he responded by saying, "I knew you would say that."
结果他反应说，我知道你一定会这样讲。
And when I asked him how he knew, he said that he could already see that when I was working under him.
我就问他你怎么知道呢，他说你当时在我这里做研究的时候我已经看到了你有这样的倾向。
And this passion was also seen by the CEO of my company now.
而且这种对神的热忱也被我现在的这个公司的厂长也看见。
Just this past Friday, the CEO came over to thank me for the contributions I had made to the company.
就在上个礼拜那个厂长我跟他辞职了以后他来谢谢我在过去两年对这个工厂的贡献。
And he told me that when human resources called him to tell him that I was leaving the company, he guessed what I was going to do the first shot.
他说当人事处告诉他我要离开的时候，他就在猜我要做什么，这第一件事情他猜想的。
And I asked him, I was surprised. I said, how did you know? How did you guess?
我就问他你怎么猜呢？你怎么知道呢？
And he says,I know this person is not a Christian, okay? He says, I know you're very religious.
这个人不是个基督徒，他说我知道你是蛮敬虔的。
And I just figured that you must be going off to become a priest.
他说我想你一定是要去做个神父了。
Remember, he's not a Christian, okay?
Well, 他不是基督徒，所以这样讲。
Priest? Well, not exactly, but he was on the right track.
我说做神父嘛，他并不是做神父，不过他的猜的也有点类似。
I never heard a voice from God saying to me that I should go into full-time ministry. Never had any visions or anything like that, like some people claim that they have.
我从来没有一个什么声音来向我说要我全时间服侍他，或者说有一个什么意向像某些人在服侍神之前有的。
But I had a growing sense that eventually became overwhelming that this was something that I had to do.
但是在我里面就有一种感受，而且与日俱增的让我觉得这是我要做的事，我必须这样做。
But I really wanted to be sure about this.
但是我对这样的感受我也要很有把握。
Do I really have a call by God to go into the ministry?
是不是神真的是呼召我要全时间服侍他呢？
I had to be sure of the call because I needed something so that if things are rough in the future, I can look back and say I was sure that I was called. This was what I was meant to do.
所以我觉得我一定要需要一些把握，因为将来在我生活里面遇到困难的时候，我就能够回顾，我很有把握的知道是神呼召我出来做的。
So,In addition to this compelling need to go into the ministry,
除了我内心里面我觉得很有一种热忱，我必须要这样做之外，
one of the things that gave me further reassurance that I was called was one of Charles Spurgeon's lectures to his students.
另外一件事情对我很有帮助的就是 Charles Spurgeon 写的给他学生的一些教导。
This was given to me by the youth pastor in the church that I'm at in San Diego.
这个是 San Diego 的英文牧师给我的一本书。
And in the lecture, Charles Spurgeon, the great evangelist, listed four signs of a divine call to the ministry.
Charles Spurgeon, 他就列出来一个被神呼召的人有四个迹象。
And I very prayerfully considered and carefully considered whether or not I possess these qualities that he listed, and I humbly say that I believe that I do.
那我就在神的面前非常谨慎的谦卑的来看我是不是拥有这些特性，结果我读了以后我很谦卑的说我的确是有这些所提的特质。
I'll just quickly list these four signs.
我很快的把这四个迹象来跟你们分享一下。
The first sign that he said was that someone who is called to the ministry has an intense, all-absorbing desire for the work.
他说第一个被神呼召的人就是在他心里面有一种很强烈的 很迫切的愿意服侍神的心。
And I feel that this is something, like I said, this is something that I must do, and I feel that whatever I do in serving the Lord is just so meaningful.
就像我刚刚跟你们讲的，我觉得服侍神是我真是必须要做的，而且服侍神是一件最有意义的事。
The second sign, he says, is an aptness or an ability to teach.
第二个迹象就是你的能够能力可以教导人。
Am I able to clearly teach God's word so that people can understand it?
我是不是能够很清楚的教导人，让人听到了都能够懂神的话呢？
And from the responses of people that I have taught over the years, I believe that I do have that ability.
在我过去的这些年日，我所教的这些学生们的面前，我相信我所教的是蛮清楚的。
These four signs that he was referring pretty much specifically to someone who is called to become a pastor, and that is what I hope to become one day.
这些四个迹象是他写给那些以为自己是被神呼召要做牧师的人，这也是我要想我将来要做的。
The third sign is that he must see a measure of conversion work going on under his efforts.
第三方面的迹象就是这个人一定在他所工作的对象的里面有一些人因着他得救。
From your teaching, from your preaching, are people being saved and are lives being affected?
从你的教导，从你的讲道的当中，是不是有人得救呢？是不是有人的生命被改变呢？
And again, in this point, I humbly answer yes to both of those questions.
在这个问题的里面，我很谦卑的回答，是的，在这两方面我都有经历。
And finally, the fourth point is that your preaching must be acceptable to the people of God.
第四点就是你所讲到的内容应该被基督徒接纳。
And through the years, I have been consistently affirmed in my preaching that it is acceptable to fellow believers.
在过去的年日，我所讲的神的儿女都能够接受。
And one comment that I have heard a number of times from people that come up to me after my message is that, Elton, you have missed your calling.
在我讲到 的里面好几次两次有人来到我的面前说 Elton 你没有听到神的呼召啊
I don't think I missed it I think it was just the time was not right yet
我觉得不是没有听到乃是我觉得时间没有到
Now I'm certain that it is God's will for me to go into the ministry
现在我很有把握神要我全时间的来服侍他
And this decision to quit my job and to go into full-time ministry came about over a course of 10 years as I mentioned earlier
我最近把我把工作辞掉来全时间服侍神的这件事情经过了十年的决定
And I clearly believe that now is the time for me to make that move
我很清楚地知道现在是我应该做一个决定的时间
I was thinking very seriously about going into full-time ministry after my first year of working for Farmingen
当我在 Farmingen 做完了一年以后我那个时候非常认真地想是不是时间到了我应该出来
Because I still didn't find industry to be very meaningful for me.
因为那个时候我发现就是在工业方面做的事情也没有什么意义。
In my company, every day, everyone was just running around like crazy trying to make money for the company.
在我的公司里面每天每个人做事都是很紧张的做就是要为公司里面赚钱。
And if you find that meaningful, that's fine.
假如你觉得这样做是有意义的那是很好
But I did not find that meaningful.
但是我觉得只是赚钱没有什么意义
However, due to a variety of reasons, one of which was my wife's temporary reluctance,
还根据一些其他的一些原因，其中有一个原因就是我的太太，还那年一年之前还觉得非常的勉强
I sensed that the time was not quite right yet, so I decided to wait another year.
我就觉得时间还没有到，所以我就决定再等一年。
And I'm glad I waited, and perhaps God used her, perhaps God used that her reluctance to make me wait a year, because little did I know that I myself was not ready yet a year ago.
我也很高兴我等了一年，可能神知道我自己并没有完全的预备好，所以使用我的太太来让我等待一下。
And during the course of this year, I've had a lot of intense internal struggles that have increased as I approach today of quitting my job.
在过去一年的当中，当我越接近要辞工作的日子越近的时候，我里面的挣扎和奋斗就越来越激烈。
And I believe that Satan was involved in some of these struggles to try to confuse the issue for me.
我也相信，撒旦就用这些事情让我就对这件事情非常的模糊。
And even though I knew what I had to do, that I had to go through with this because I was sure of it, but these struggles climaxed in intensity right before I was going to go into my boss to quit my job.
虽然我心里面很明白我必须要辞职来全时间服侍神，但是在我上司要辞职的前一些时候，我就心里面那种挣扎就越来越厉害。
But I went ahead and quit my job because I knew that was what God wanted me to do. And amazingly, after I told my boss, I was completely at peace and many of the struggles ceased to be struggles.
虽然我有很多的挣扎，但是我明白这是神要我做的，所以我就还是向我的上司辞职了。当我一向上司辞职的时候，我的心里面就充满了平安。
And the things that used to bother me and I was so concerned about before melted away. I was no longer concerned about them.
在过去有很多的事情很搅扰我，我也很担心一些事情。但是当我一辞职以后，这些事情都算不得什么了，一点都不搅扰我了。
And I believe that the struggle ceased in my life because I was obedient to the Lord's calling.
我相信我的那种挣扎，能够马上失去得到所有的平安，就因为我对神有一种顺服。
And this peace that I experienced when I told my boss this.Was the same type of peace that I've experienced a number of times in my life when I was very strong-willed, and I did not have that peace until I was submissive to His will.
我从神那里所得到的平安，就是像过去的一些年日，我常常会失去平安，都是我在神面前顶撞、不愿意顺服的时候，一直到我在神的面前顺服下来，我就得到了这种平安。
I could have continued on with my job, knowing full well what I needed to do.
我很可能继续的还在工作之上，知道我需要做什么。
God would never force me to make a decision.
因为神他从来也不勉强我要做什么样的决定。
But I would have continued to experience frustration.
但是若是我继续的在公司里面呢，我就会不断的会经历一些挫折感。
And I did not have peace until I obeyed.
但是一直到我在神的面前服下来以后，我就有了真正的平安了。
I'd like to very quickly read to you from Isaiah chapter 48.
我想跟大家读一下以赛亚书四十八章。
Isaiah 48 verses 17 and 18.
十七节十八节。
Isaiah 48, 17 to 18 says, This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea.
以赛亚书四十八章十七节，耶和华你的救赎主，以色列的圣者如此说：我是耶和华你的神，教训你，使你得益处，引导你所当行的路。甚愿你素来听从我的命令，你的平安就如河水，你的公义就如海浪。
So I believe that this peace that I had came about out of obedience to God.
我相信我当时所得到的平安，是因为我对神有一种。
You know, during this time of considering and thinking and praying, I've also thought about the possibility of maybe going into another field of study or profession. You know, perhaps maybe science is just not for me. Maybe something else, you know, will be more meaningful than science.
就在我这十年的思考和祷告的当中，我就想，我觉得我所做的好像没有意义，是不是我要转行呢？是不是更有意义呢？
However, I'm at the point now where I feel that nothing can satisfy me. There's nothing I can do that can satisfy me or if I can find meaningful unless I devote all my time to serve the Lord.
但是我后来到了一个程度，我就觉得其他任何的事情都不会有任何的意义，除非我专心的来服侍这位神。
During this last year, the Holy Spirit has revealed to me areas in my life that I thought I had control of.
在过去的这一年，有一些我心里面的事情，我以为我已经完全的有好的管理和控制的。
Or that I had a right perspective of already.
我以为我对这些事情的看法已经非常的正确了。
But I found out during this time that I actually did not have a correct perspective of them.
但是我现在才晓得，在这段时候，我其实很多的看法都是不正确的。
And I'd like to share with you now some of the struggles that I went through in coming to this decision.
我要跟你们分享一下我在做这个决定的这段时间有一些什么样的挣扎。
One of the struggles that I had initially was with my wife.
第一个我自己的挣扎就是我跟我太太中间的事。
I sensed that a year ago that my wife was not quite ready yet to come out into the ministry.
我感受到在一年之前我的妻子还没有好像预备好来全世界的服侍。
When we were courting, I asked her, at that time I had not received a call from the Lord yet, a clear call, but I did not want to close the door on the Lord, so I asked her, how would you feel if God called me out into full-time ministry in the future?
我跟他约会的时候，我跟他做朋友的时候，那个时候神还没有呼召我，我就不愿意把这个门关掉，所以我就问他，假如说神呼召我全时间来服侍神的话，你的态度如何呢？
And she said that she had no problems with that, that is what we, if God wants us to do that, that's what we should do. And if she had not said that, I would not have pursued the relationship any further.
他当时就讲，假如神真的呼召你的话，那当然我就跟随你。若是他说，假如神呼召你的话，我不愿意，那我当时我就不会跟他做朋友了。
Because I wanted to make sure I kept that door open in case God did call me.
因为我要保留一个敞开的门，若是神真的呼召我，我能够有自由可以做。
A year ago, she gave me the okay to go into the ministry after my first year at Farmingen, but I could sense that there was still some reluctance in her.
在一年前，我说要出来的时候，她说你可以出来啊。但是我觉得在他的心里面还是非常的勉强。
And I think that she was reluctant because I had already come so far in my life. I think it would have been easier if I would not have gone through all the education and training and working and just come out earlier.
我想他觉得很艰难，就是我已经在这方面受这么多的教育，又有工作的经历。假如说我从一开始进大学的时候就 就服侍神可能就比较容易一点。
But over time, over the course of this last year, the Lord has changed her heart through various ways, and now she is fully supportive of my decision.
但是在过去的一年的当中，神很奇妙的在她的心里工作，她就今天全力的来支持我来服侍神。
And recently, just to make sure, I gave her a little test without her knowing it.
最近我就是要有把握的知道是不是他真的是预备好了，所以我就给他一个考验。
I said, "How would you feel if I just continued to work for another year or two at Farmingen?"
我就问他说，假如我在 Farmingen 再继续住一两年，你觉得怎么样啊？
And the answer she gave kind of surprised me.
他给我的回答让我很惊奇。
She very strongly said, "Do you want to be like Jonah, running away from the Lord?"
他就很强地跟我讲，你是不是要像约拉一样，就从神的面前逃避呢？
If that's what God wants you to do, then you need to be obedient.
若是神真的要你这样做的话，你就需要顺服了。
And my response was, "Yes, ma'am." 10-4.
所以我就说，怎么了？好了，已经最好的回答。
So that struggle is over.
所以那个挣扎就过去了。
Another struggle that I had was with this degree that I had obtained.
第二个挣扎就是我得到的这个学位。
I obtained my PhD after a tremendous hassle of repeated experimental failures over a course of 6 years.
我花了六年的时间来拿我的博士学位，在博士学位的过程当，因为我的实验很多很多的困难。
And even at the very end, when I was about ready to graduate, something happened, and I almost did not get my degree.
就在我快要毕业之前，我马上就要读完了，但是我的实验突然有些事情问题发生了，让我几乎都好像都拿不到我的学位了。
And by that time, I was just so sick and tired that I told the Lord, "Lord, I don't care anymore. If I don't get that degree, I really don't care."
到那个时候，我已经精疲力竭了，我就跟神讲，主啊，我也不在乎这个学位了。假如你不要我拿这个学位，我也不要。
But amazingly, the Lord helped things to work out very smoothly and quickly at the end, so I still ended up getting my degree, through His help.
但是很奇妙的，神就在最后的时间，他就让我解决了所有的问题，在很短的时间之内，我实验做好了，就很顺利的毕业了。
So a question that I was struggling with was,Does God want me to stay in science since He was the one who gave me that degree? Since, I mean, as humanly speaking, I wasn't even sure whether or not I could get it.
所以我的挣扎就是说，神又这样的奇妙的给了我这个学位，是不是他要我带着这个学位来服侍他呢？
Would I be disobedient if I did not stay in science?
假如说我不做科学家的话，是不是我对神是一种不顺服呢？
But after much prayer and consideration, I'm clear now that I do not have to stay in science.
但是经过了很长的时间，我很清楚，我不需要留在科学的方面。
Also along the same line, a question that came up in my struggle was I willing to give things up?
还有另外一个我挣扎的事情就是，我是不是愿意把我所有的东西都放弃呢？
Now when people ask me what I do, I can tell them that I am aImmunology research scientist working at a biotech company.
今天有人问你在做什么的时候，我就告诉他我是一个科学家，在生物方面一个化学工厂里面做事。
Before I thought that I was pretty humble about that, but after some self-examination, I realized that I kind of liked saying that.
过去我觉得也没有什么了不起，但是我后来我就慢慢的我就觉得。讲这个行头还蛮舒服的。
And I kind of liked the responses that I got from people when I said that.
那我每次告诉人家我在做什么的时候，别人对我的那种态度，我也很高兴，因为他们蛮觉得很尊敬的。
And as a matter of fact, I came to realize that I liked it so much that I kind of wanted to keep that title, that status, and I didn't really want to give it up.
那到了慢慢的到了一个程度，我就觉得我就很喜欢这样的一个身份。就不太想把这个身份把它放弃。
If I came out into full-time ministry,
若是我全世界来服侍神的话，
If people ask me, "What do you do for a living?" I would say, "I'm a pastor."
人家问你在做什么，我就会告诉人家我是一个牧师。
And immediately the average person will then say, "Oh, that's very nice."
那一般的人大概听到是牧师，那不错不错不错。
And then they try to get away from you so you can't preach to them.
他有的人就要走开，你就没有办法跟他讲道。
Or they start feeling very uneasy around you.
或是在你的面前觉得非常不舒服。
So I wanted to keep the status.
所以我很想就保持我的那个身份。
But the words of Paul in Philippians chapter 3 verses 4 to 9 had a big impact on me regarding this struggle.
但是保罗的话在腓立比书第三章就给我很大的冲击。
Because of time, I'd just like to read it in English.
因为时间的关系，我只用英文读。
Philippians 3 verses 4 to 9.
Philippi书第三章四到九节。
Starting from, okay. Though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless.But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. You know, Paul...lost a lot more than I have or ever will, and yet he was so joyful about it.
这里看来，保罗所失去的比我所失去的多得多，而且，我没有办法跟他比。
He lost all his status and recognition as a Pharisee, one of the elite.
他失去了他最高的地位是法利赛人。
And now, through time, I don't consider losing my status before man as a loss at all.
那今天我就也不觉得把我的身份丢掉是什么样的损失。
Another struggle that I experienced was the struggle about financial stability and material comforts in life.
另外一件事情我不舍得放弃的就是我经济上面的安定和我的生活的舒适。
You know, sometimes it's easier to have not had something and then never get it than to have had it and then to give it up.
有的时候你从来没有这些东西倒反而容易。若是你已经有了所有的，你要把它放弃，倒是不容易。
I enjoy serving the Lord with both my wife and I working.
我跟我妻子一同工作来服侍神，我倒蛮喜欢的。
Materially speaking, it was very comfortable.
在物质的方面，我们两个人过得非常舒适。
We never had to worry about bills or what we bought for groceries. We just went out to eat anytime we wanted to.
我们从来不需要忧虑我们买菜怎么样。我们两个什么时候想出去吃馆子就吃馆子。
If we needed another car, we got a car.
若是我们需要一个车，我们就买个车。
If we wanted something, if we did not feel that it was being unreasonable or extravagant, we got it.
若是有什么东西我们需要的，假如不是很奢侈或者不合理的话，我们就买了。
It was a good feeling. It was a good feeling and something that I did not want to give up.
这种好像一无所缺的这种感受是。很舒服的，我真的是不想放弃。
And I enjoyed this lifestyle so much that there were times where I felt like, why do I have to give this up in the first place?
我生活的太舒服了，有的时候我就想，为什么我要把放弃这舒服的生活不要呢？
It would have been easy to just continue on at my job, even though I felt that it was meaningless.
我假如说，继续的来做我现在的工作，虽然工作本身没有什么意义。
But deep down, I knew and I felt that in my case, it would be a situation in my life where I would be trading jewels for trinkets.
但是在我的心的里面，我就想到，若是我继续在公司里面来做的话，那我就等于说用，一些小的小首饰来换一些真实的金子。
Now this does not apply to everyone because not everyone is called into the ministry. God uses desires to use people in different ways.
我这样讲并不是说每个人都要全时间的出来，因为神对每一个人的呼召和旨意是不一样的。
And you may be getting spiritual jewels by serving the Lord and being obedient to Him in what you are doing because that is exactly where He has placed you, and that is His will for you.
你可能今天代职来服侍，你已经很满足，很得到神的祝福。那神对你的旨意就是这样。
But I just knew that in my case, my particular case here.
但是我对我自己来说却不是这样。
I would be able to get a lot more out of my relationship with God and a lot more out of my service to Him if I did not continue to live these two lies for the rest of my life.
若是我不要再继续的。活着两种生活来服侍神的话，我一定跟神的关系会更好，而同时我在服侍他的事上能够更得到神的祝福。
And through time, God has reminded me through His Word that He loves me.
而且时间越来越长，神常常用他的话来鼓励我说他爱我。
And that he will provide for all our future needs if we seek first his kingdom and are obedient to him.
他说，若是只要我先求他的国和他的义，我生活上的一切需要，他会给我的。
Another struggle that I had, just a couple more, was that it will be a life where you may not be appreciated.
另外一个在我生命里面的挣扎，就是来服侍神的这件事情不一定会被别人感谢或者赏识。
I've seen that in the lives of many pastors.
因为我从很多的牧师的生活上面看到这一点。
And I praise the Lord that the Lord has placed my parents in a church that does love them and appreciates them.
我感谢神，神把我父亲放父母放在一个教会里面，弟兄姐妹都爱他们。
But I've seen in cases of other pastors where they work hard and serve the Lord, care for the people, and yet not only are not appreciated, but they're constantly being criticized.
我也看到一些牧师在别的教会里面服侍，把他们的生命放在教会里面。他们没有被人尊敬，而且还被批评。
And at about the time that I seriously started considering full-time ministry, an incident occurred in my life that really made me think.
那当我想全时间要出来服侍神的时候，这些事情我听到的，就让我真是来仔细的考虑一下。
There was a graduation banquet at the church down in San Diego, and there was like 8 or 9 college students that were graduating, many of whom I had been working with very closely for the last 4 years.
在一年前San Diego 的教会他们有一个大学生的毕业礼里面有八个孩子在他们的当中我跟他们亲密的服侍了好多年。
And during that time, during the graduation banquet, they were given a chance to share their feelings about their experience at the church during those 4 years and what they appreciated and all that.
在他们毕业礼的那个时间，他们就说：“你们来跟大家分享一下，在这几年在教会的里面有什么事情你觉得感恩的没有？”
And during that time of sharing, not one person said anything about.Some influence I had had in or that some appreciation of what I had done in their life or for them.
在那次感恩的聚会里面，我没有听到一个人好像觉得我在他们身上的服侍，他们有任何的感激。
And after that, I really felt bad.
那这个反应，他们这样做了以后，我就心里面觉得很难过。
I wasn't sure anymore about what I was doing. I thought that I had done things right.
我就不晓得我做的事情怎么样，我觉得我做的这些事都是对的。
I spent time with them.
我花了很多的时间在他们的身上。
Most of my spare time away from work was spent on them in one way or another.
我除了工作以外的时间，我都花在他们的身上，用各样的方式来帮助他们。
I loved them. I cared for them. I asked them constantly, you know, share your problems with me. What's going on in your life?
我很爱他们，我也关心他们。我常常问他们，你们生活里面有什么问题？
I fed them. A lot of times they came over for dinners on a regular basis. I taught them, discipled them one on one.
他到我的家里面来，我请他吃饭，而且我个别的跟他们来有门徒训练。
And it seemed like they appreciated it at the time, but then no one said anything during that graduation banquet about what I had done.Or anything that I had done.
在我带领他们的时候，他们都觉得很感激，好像很对他们有帮助。但是在这感恩的这个晚上，没有一个人提到这些事。
Had I done something wrong?
是不是什么事做错了？
How could they seemingly forget everything that I had done for them?
他们怎么可以好像每一件事情他们都忘记了呢？
So I cried out to the Lord. I said, God, what did I do wrong here?
所以我就向神呼求，我说神啊，在这件事上我什么地方做错了？
And God spoke to me at that time in a very powerful way.
神在这个时候他就很强有力地跟我说话。
And he told me, that's people. That's the way it is.
他说这就是人，人就是这样。
That's the way you are towards me.
你对我也是这样。
I love you when you don't love me.
你还不爱我的时候我就爱你。
How much have I given to you, and how much have you given to me?
我给了你多少，那你给了我多少呢？
And how many times have you said, God, it's not enough?
你在我面前，你说了多少次，神啊，还不够呢？
I never forget you, but how often have you forgotten me?
我从来没有忘记过你，但是你多常忘记我呢？
That's people.
人就是这样。
If you want to be recognized or appreciated by people, then don't go into full-time ministry.
若是你要被人感谢， 被人赏识，那你就不要做全时间的。
The Lord continued to speak to me, and He says, in full-time ministry, you have to love and to give without getting much back or anything back sometimes.
你要做全时间服侍神的话，你就只有尽量的去爱人，去给人，而不要盼望人给你有什么报答。
Even when there seems to be nothing left within you to give, you need to give.
就算是你的生命都给完了，你没有太多的给了，你还是要。
You have to help those who are in need and hurting when you yourself are in need and hurting.
就算是你自己生活很困难、很难过的时候，你还要去安慰那些难过、伤心的人。
Find your appreciation in me and not in people.
你只有在我的面前能够得到赏识，能够得到。
And I thank the Lord that He has used this incident to teach me a very important lesson.
我感谢神，他用了这件事情教了我一件非常重要的功课。
It is not important to obtain appreciation from man.
从人那里得到什么样的感谢和赏识不是重要。
A final struggle that I would like to tell you was the question that came through my mind was would I have a successful ministry?
另外一个在我心里面的挣扎就是说，若是我全时间的服侍他，我是不是会成功呢？
Suddenly, I was starting to hear horror stories of failures and people burning out, getting burned out in full-time ministry.
突然之间，我就听到很多的人全时间服侍神的时候，他们就精疲力竭。
I started getting worried. I started getting concerned.
那我就自己忧虑了，我就担心了。
You know, up until now, if things don't work out, I still had my job to turn to.
就是到现在为止，若是事情不顺利的话，至少我还有一个工作，我可以做。
But after I have no job and ministry becomes my life, then what happens if things go wrong, if things fail?
那若是我全时间服侍神，有什么事情做得不好的话，我还有什么地方去找出路呢？
And I came to realize that throughout my life, I had always wanted to be sure of things.
在我一生的当中，我做任何的事情，我都要很有把握，我才做。
I always wanted to make sure that things were under my control, at least somewhat.
我做任何的事情都是我自己可以控制的蛮好的，我才做。
Whether it be my job, my ministry, or future, whatever.
就不管是我的工作或者是我的服事，任何事情我都这样。
Then to suddenly make this decision and have to be thrown into an entirely new set of circumstances with full of uncertainties.That were out of my control, I felt that I couldn't handle that.
那假如全时间一出来的话，我就把自己放在一个境况的当中，我前面完全不知道，而且也不能够做任何的控制，对我来说是非常艰难的。
But through time, ultimately, he has reminded me that he is the God. You know, I mean, in my mind, I kept on thinking, what if, God, what if this happens? God, what if that happens? You know, what if my wife loses her job? I mean, then what? You know, all this what ifs.
那在我的心里面一直有挣扎，就说神啊，假如这件事情发生，那件事情发生，或者我妻子没有工作了，这又怎么样？
But then God reminded me that He is the God of the what ifs and of all the uncertainties and circumstances in life.
那神就告诉我，就他是任何事情发生的神，而且任环境不管是如何，他仍旧是掌管一切的神。
Psalm chapter 20 verse 7 was very comforting to me. I'll just read it to you.
在诗篇。第七节
Some trust in chariots and some in horses, meaning some trust in what they can see, what they can touch. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
有人靠车是可以看到的，有人靠马是有力量的，但我们要提到耶和华我们神的名。
My trust would have to be in God for my success in the ministry.
我要我的工作是不是成功？我需要完全的来信靠神。
I would like to close by mentioning that my parents, I'm sure, had a significant effect on my coming to this decision to go into full-time ministry.
在结束的时候，我要提一下，我全时间的来服侍神，我的父母对我也有很大的影响。
During my years of growing up, they constantly emphasized to me the importance of God and of His Word.
在我的一生的当中，我的父母常常提醒，服侍神的重要和神自己的宝贵。
During the years that they have been in full-time ministry, I never saw that it was a life of drudgery for them, but a life of joy.
就是他们全时间服侍神了以后，我从他们的生活里面看，从来没有看到他们生活里面好像是很苦很难的任何的感受，乃是他们在服侍的当中总是觉得非常的喜悦。
If I had seen in their life that it was a life of drudgery, it was something that they were just kind of, you know, going through in life, then I may not have made this decision.
若是我从父母服侍神的身上看到他们在服侍上非常的苦，那我可能也不会做这样的选择。
And although my parents never pressured me to make this decision, I knew that secretly they hoped that I would go into full-time ministry.
虽然我的父母从来没有一次很清楚的要提醒我要全时间的服侍，但是在我心里面，我清楚的知道他们确实愿意我全时间服侍神。
And because I knew that they loved me,
因为我知道他们爱我。
And I knew that they only wanted the best for me because they loved me.
我也知道，因为他们爱我，他们所愿意我做的一定是对我是最好的。
So if they really wanted me to go into full-time ministry, it must be a good thing.
若是他们愿意我全时间服侍神，那服侍神一定是好的事。
If they had not experienced that it was good, they would not want that same experience on me.
若是他们自己没有经历到这是一件好事，他们也不会让我来做这件事。
I've asked my parents many times about whether or not they still found serving the Lord to be meaningful after all these years and all the frustrations and discouragements that come along with it.
那我常常问我的父母，虽然他们服侍神这么多年，有的时候很多的灰心，很多的丧志，我就问他们服侍神这件事是不是有意义呢？
And they would never fail to always answer in a very sincere, very positive manner that yes, indeed, it is meaningful to serve the Lord.
但是他们每次的回答都是非常肯定的，说服侍神的确是一件最有意义的事。
And I am sure that this has affected my thinking process.
我很有把握的，他们的这种生活对我有很正面的影响。
And since I've made this decision, I've received more affirmations from the Lord that the decision made was the correct one.
自从我做了这样决定以后，我从神那里得到了更多的肯定和保证，我做的决定是对的。
Interestingly, you know, a lot of people in the company have heard that I'm leaving, and they come up to me and they say, you know, hey, what company are you going to?
在我公司的那些同事们，他们听到我要走，他就问你到哪个公司去啊？
And I tell them, I'm not going to a company. I'm going to seminary and to full-time ministry. They go,
oh. 我就告诉他，我不是到别的公司去，我要到神学院去读书，全时间服侍神。他们就说，哦。
But then the most common response that I have received from the people at work is.Surprisingly, they say, you know, now that I think about it, I think you've got what it takes to be a pastor.
但是我从他们那里得到的答案，多半他们都说，啊，我现在想一想，你真的是很适合做一个牧师。
And a lot of these people are not even Christians.
这些人当中有些人都不是基督徒。
And in my company, there's a lot of people from mainland China, the Chinese scholars from mainland China.
在我的公司里面有很多的大陆来的学者。
You know, and I'm sharing with them about my decision.
我跟他们分享我做的决定。
And it's just funny the response I'm getting like this. The group, there's a group of mainland Chinese people that came up to me and I told them what I was doing.
有一大群从大陆来的学者来问这件事情，我就告诉他我要做什么。
And after I told them what I was doing and my testimony, one of them, even though they were all atheists, even though they don't believe in God, he says, God will take care of you.
那其中有一位他根本不相信神的，也不相信基督教的，他就说，哦，神会照顾你的。
And the other friends, his friends said, "What are you talking about, God? You don't even believe in God. What are you talking about?"
另外一个同事就讲，你讲什么神嘛？你连神都不相信。
And I told him, I said, "God will take care of me, but He also wants to take care of you."
我就跟他讲，是的，神一定会照顾我，但是神也要照顾你呀。
And as a matter of fact, some of these scholars from mainland China are so interested and amazed by this decision that there's going to be a dinner next Tuesday night in which they're going to come to the dinner to listen to why I decided to do this.
大陆来的一群人对这件事情太感兴趣了，他们就决定了下个礼拜二要请我吃饭，然后在请吃饭的时候，他们要听为什么我做这样的决定。
And that'll be a great chance for me to share my testimony to them, share the gospel to them.
我觉得这是神给我一个太好的机会，跟他们分享见证，跟他们传福音。
I'm 35 years old now.
我现在已经35岁了。
Half of my biblical life is gone.
圣经上所说的70岁的一半。
The first half has been given.To secular endeavors.
我生命的上一半 给了这世界上的工作。
In the next half, we'll be given totally to God.
那我生命的下一半完全给神。
Wen Yan and I really ask for your prayers.
我跟文燕也请你们大家为我们祷告。
Could you please pray that we might have stronger faith? Our faith is still weak.
请你们为我们的信心祷告，因我们的信心还是软弱。
Pray that our focus will be on God and not on man.
也求神带领我们，让我们的注意永远是在神的身上，而不是在人的身上。
And please pray for strength that we might be able to serve Him wholeheartedly for the rest of our lives.
也求神给我们力量，让我们在余下的生命当中全心的服侍他。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we worship the one true God, the God who is above all other gods.
亲爱的天父，我们敬拜这唯一的真神，就是在至高的真神。
You alone, Lord, are worthy of our love and of our worship and of our praise.
主啊，只有你值得我们的敬拜，我们的赞美。
And Lord, I just pray that if there's anyone here in the audience today, Lord, that might be struggling with you about something that you want to do in their lives or you're telling them to do in their lives, that Lord, they will be submissive to your will, whatever it is.
主啊，求主你带领在我们当中，若是有些人你要在他生活当中要带领他们行某种工作的，而他们还在挣扎当中，愿主你的旨意能够在他们身上也成就。
And only then will rivers of peace be able to flood their soul.
只有在顺服你的当中，在平安才像江河一样的充满在我们心中。
Thank you, Lord, for your precious word.
谢谢主给我们宝贵的话语。
That from it we can learn how we ought to live our lives.
从你的话语当中，我们能够学习应该如何的生活。
Thank you, Lord, for yourself.
主啊，特别我们为你自己感谢。
We give you all the glory in Jesus' precious name. We pray.
我们将一切的荣耀都归给你，奉主耶稣的名祷告。